you very much. I will bring now the focus to product safety. As I'm responsible with my team of product safety, general product safety in the European Commission, and I will be sharing with you, first of all, the general background to explain why we have just changed the main law dealing with general product safety, in particular to address online challenges. Secondly, to explain what we have brought as novelties in the law, mainly as far as online marketplaces obligations and new powers for market surveillance authorities are concerned. And finally, I will give you a hint of other non-legislative initiatives that we are carrying out at the European Union level. So let's start with some data and statistics first. If we look at the safety of products sold online, data show the need for more action. And this, as we have just heard also for other parts of consumer protection and consumer policy, is a global problem. As an illustration, I will bring you the example that the OECD has just published the outcome of a product safety sweep carried out by 21 countries and partner economies. The objective of this sweep was to identify the degree to which products were available for sale online despite being banned or recalled, having inadequate labeling or not meeting voluntary or mandatory product safety standards. The results of this sweep revealed a 79% average rate of non-compliance with product safety laws and standards. So this is really a huge problem. In the European Union, the legislative framework currently applicable and still applicable till the end of next year is the General Product Safety Directive that some of you may know. This dates back to 2001, when only 9% of consumers were shopping online. Today, data say that over 70% are shopping online in the EU, and more than a fifth of all EU companies sell online. Providers of online marketplaces are currently mainstream actors in the supply chain. However, 20 years ago, this was not the case, and no specific product safety requirements were included in our 2001 product safety legislation for online marketplaces acting as intermediaries, because when they act as distributors or manufacturers, they are covered, of course. We wanted to change this, including by better protecting consumers buying on online marketplaces, hosting offers of third-party sellers, and make sure that consumers can be protected the same way both online and offline. The General Product Safety Regulation, which is the new gives the new legal framework for general product safety, entered into force on 12th of this of last month, 12th June, so just 3 weeks ago. So as you can see, I'm bringing here very fresh news, and will be applicable in the EU from 13th December 2024. This new regulation tackles these challenges. It actually contains specific provisions addressed to providers of online marketplaces. We have been hearing the name Digital Services Act. Of course, this new regulation is totally complementary to the Digital Services Act, because the Digital Services Act provides for horizontal obligations applicable to providers of online marketplaces regarding and covering all types of illegal content. When we come to product safety, consumer product safety, the upcoming General Product Safety Regulation specifies some of those obligations in the product safety field. For example, marketplaces will have strict deadlines to withdraw the listings of dangerous products after one of our authorities sends them the order to do so, and will have to follow up also notices received from third parties, including consumers. The upcoming regulation also specifies the information that should be visible in case of online sales, both via web shops or marketplaces, And if this information is not visible, the product cannot be offered. So the product doesn't even appear. The consumer will not be able to see it. Another important change since our legislation back in 2001 is that supply chains have become much more global, and it proved necessary to better equip market surveillance authorities to take action in some specific cases dealing with online sales. So, in this sense, the new regulation will improve the enforcement of the rules throughout all the supply chain and by giving market surveillance authorities new powers. For example, what is called and known as mystery shopping, the possibility for market surveillance authorities to buy online under covert identity, because not all of our authorities had these possibilities up to now. On top of this legislative framework, we have also developed several non-legislative initiatives to further strengthen the safety of products sold online. For instance, at the European Commission, we have developed the e-surveillance web crawler, which is a tool that scans the web to find products which are currently still sold online in spite of having been banned, withdrawn, or anyway having been the object of a measure against dangerous products notified in the EU Safety Gate Rapid Alert System, where you can find all the notifications sent by our national market surveillance authorities. We also help market surveillance authorities to be trained to face the challenges related to e-commerce. And that's why we are funding a project which is called the E-Enforcement Academy. And finally, just to give you another example, we regularly organized coordinated activities on the safety of products, which gather authorities to conduct joint product testing and risk assessment and exchange best practices. Online sales are an important part of these activities, and that's why I would like to end on an invitation to all of you. If you are interested, you are welcome to follow the closing ceremony of the current activities for the safety of products sold online, which will happen on 25th September and will be live streamed. So you are all welcome.